Now, he designed and developed a new safeguarding model which has been used and implemented across the UK. It's called MASH, which is the Multi-Agency Safeguarding Hub. It looks to identify children and vulnerable adults who are at risk of abuse, which, as we heard in the news, that girl who was, or the woman who was sentenced to 6 years in prison after she took her son over to Syria, decided it wasn't what she wanted, realised how bad the conditions were in Syria, came back, brought her child back, and was found guilty today. We may touch on that and more issues after this break.
Do you have a comfort space? The familiar place you go to get your bite to eat, where you're more than a customer, where they make your food right every time. This sounds a lot like the station and Milton Caffs, both serving quality, traditional English breakfasts, lunches, Sunday roast dinners, omelettes, pies, and traditional children's menus, all freshly cooked to order with a takeaway service. Find your comfort space 7 days a week at the Station Caff, 21 Station Street, Sittingbourne, or the Milton Caff, 94 Milton Regis High Street.
Years ago, you could drop by Lyne's Corner Shop, have a cup of tea, a smoke, and relax. Discover a true back-in-the-day experience with a cup of Twinings tea or freshly roasted real bean coffee at the Vintage Vape Company. Relax at Vintage Vapes, where staff in classic attire serve you superb fresh coffee and refreshing tea while you vape away and enjoy the relaxing vintage ambience, where you can also purchase your vaping requirements. Love vaping, you'll love the Vintage Vape Company. Drop by today at 20 West Street, Sittingbourne, opposite the Golden Hope. Contains nicotine, over 18s only.
Have you been missold PPI or had an accident at work that wasn't your fault? Relax. 106.9 SFM wouldn't do that to you. However, we are glad we've got your attention. Powerful radio advertising works for your business on 106.9 SFM, getting the attention of the very people who are looking to do business with companies just like yours. From sole traders, call 01795 858 037 or email salesteam@sfmradio.com. Oh, by the way, here's a classic. Your call will be recorded for staff training and quality purposes. 106.9 SFM, where powerful radio advertising works.
Hi there, my name's Dave Fuller and I'm here to tell you about the SFM Tuesday Rock Show. Well, it's at 7 o'clock, it's on Tuesday and it's a rock show.
In fact, I think we can head live over to Dave Fuller, who is outside somewhere. Dave?
Yeah. Right.
All right, Dave.
What's going to be happening on the SFM Rock Show this Tuesday coming?
Yeah.
It's all going to be vinyl, that plastic stuff.
Plastic
Putting
stuff.
On the record player, you know, when you wind the record player up and
yeah.
all that,
yeah.
all vinyl.
Oh, fabulous.
You know what you're doing, but you don't. I'm
Graham
sure
Cook,
the
Easy Power, you're going to be dropping it.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds a bit windy.
Diane Turner. So we're here with all of you.
Diane Turner.
All of you stuff. We've also got a local sitting board band.
Yeah.
And we're going to be trying to get an interview with them.
Oh, wow.
From 7 o'clock this Tuesday. Right, cut.
Hey, Dave Fuller there. He's right. coming back. All right, Dave, thank you. He's back tomorrow. Tomorrow night from 7 years, I remember. My guest tonight is Nigel Bolton, the former detective who is the original designer of the Multi-Agency Safeguarding Hub. The acronym is MASH, and he joins us now via Skype. Nigel.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well tonight, thank you.
So, heard in the news that mum from Birmingham, she took her son to join Islamic State in Syria. Been jailed for 6 years, came back, realised how bad it was. That's the kind of thing that you're MASH, the multi-agency safeguarding hub, is trying to protect, isn't it? Trying to identify. Could you just give us an overview of what MASH is and how that could have helped in this case?
Yeah, what's that? MASH was designed basically to allow safeguarding partners, so that's police officers, health professionals, social workers, probation officers, a whole mix of people who are known as safeguarding partners, who all hold little bits of the picture around the need, harm and risk, the vulnerability around children and adults. It's not just about children, but adults as well, vulnerable adults. And most of your listeners and many people across the UK would have heard of the cases of Baby Peter Connolly, of Victoria Clivier, Daniel Pelker in Coventry. And these children died, and they didn't need to have died, if we could have shared information better as safeguarding partners and communicated better, really, Jason.
So is it a knowledge sharing? It's knowledge sharing.
Well, it allows, it's an entity. These people have to work together in a secure place. It's not so they just pick a phone up and talk to each other. They have to work together. It's about integrated working. And it delivers a confidence and a trust amongst these professionals to actually share information legally within the law, so we protect people's rights. And what it does, if you think about a jigsaw, and lots of people use the jigsaw analogy, it allows you to build a jigsaw from the different bits that each of the professions hold until you can see a much clearer picture, because social workers don't necessarily see the whole picture, but if you add a piece of police knowledge to it and a piece of probation knowledge and a piece of health knowledge to it, you get a much clearer picture. And the whole point in the MASH really is to put these people in a room and legally share information so you get the best picture on a given day to make better decisions for children and adults who are vulnerable.
So we had the SOAR murders back in, say, 2002. And one of the criticisms of that case was that there was no joined up, the police weren't joined up, and there was many times that Ian Huntley could have been identified and should have been identified for working with children and wasn't. Is this a step on from that, from what was instigated after the Soham murders?
Well, it is, and after the Soham murders, and I was serving as a senior detective then, the Soham murders identified that the police service itself wasn't joined up, and we've now got, in policing, although I'm now retired, in policing they've got a really good database across the UK that allows forces to very easily share information on such cases, as you mentioned. But MASH actually moved it on even further than that, because the partners, so if you think about local authorities, social workers, you think about fire and rescue, you think about the police service, these are separate entities in England and Wales, across the whole of the UK actually, and the ability of them to talk to each other was not great. And the MASH model was designed, and yeah, I designed it, but actually developed it with a range of great colleagues across the professions, both back home in Devon, where I built the first one with some great partner colleagues, and then took the model to London and did it with some fabulous people across the 32 local authorities in London. It was to bring the actual separate entities of the safeguarding partners together, nearly always based on a local authority geography, because of the way the law runs around local authorities having the right to make decisions around children and vulnerable adults. But it gets them to work in an integrated way to pull their knowledge and make much better and much earlier recognition and decisions around need, harm and risk for children, young people and vulnerable adults. And the one thing it does, which I'm really proud of, and if I'm really honest, I didn't think about it in this way, certainly not the phrase I'm going to use, but it allows children to have a voice. It allows vulnerable adults to have a voice. And some of the work I'm now involved with a colleague of mine, Marissa Diego, is to campaign for the voice of the child much stronger. And by that I mean if we can understand the issues around children and vulnerable adults very early, we can hear their voice without them even really speaking. And, you know, a doctor might identify that a family's struggling, a police officer might identify that a child's on the street at night, or the case that you mentioned at the beginning about the radicalisation and the young woman who's been convicted, as you say, to understand what families and what children within families are doing at a given time can be really enlightening.